The Beacon House has a fantastic event coming up that, well, let's put it this way. Last year, you kind of tried something.
We did.
And it went really well. And now here you are doing it again. And it is what that we're talking about?
This is the UP Celebrity Golf Classic. And this year it is presented by the Mariucci Family Foundation, which means a number of things to us. It means it's bigger, it's better, it's monster, it's epic. And those are all Steve Mariucci's words.
Those words work for me.
Well, what it's really interesting is this is it's a golf outing, but it's much more than a golf outing, because what it is it's an opportunity for folks to come together to help out Beacon House. And a lot of folks know what Beacon House is, but some don't. Give us a little background on what that is first.
Well, a lot of people have heard of Ronald McDonald Houses, mm-hmm. and we are the Upper Peninsula's sort of Ronald McDonald House, but the difference is Ronald McDonald is for children, and we take care of all ages who are of people who are coming to the Upper or to Michigan to, let me just go back to Marquette, mm-hmm. to that are in need of emergency medical services or have appointments with the hospital or perhaps going through cancer treatment. But when they come so far away from home, from Ontonagon and Newberry, Escanaba, and
even
you know,
Wisconsin,
Cuba, and a lot of and northern Lower Michigan and Wisconsin, yes, they're coming here for health care.
And I'm going to put one more thing on the table. It's a difference between Beacon House and Ronald McDonald House. Ronald McDonald House, on a lot of levels, doesn't have to worry about money. But
no, they
Beacon
don't.
House does.
Yes, we do.
And last year, when I got involved with this, back when Mark was on the program and we got involved with it, we got to find out a little bit more about the inside track of how Beacon House is funded. And it was an eye-opener for me, because for some reason in my mind, I still thought there was some financial connection between the hospital and Beacon House, but there really is just an ancillary connection there, and it's not financial, and that's why this event is so important.
Exactly. And you know, there are so many physicians and certainly the hospital and the medical center, they all want to support us, but this is, we found our new way to put on one epic event.
It's a great
that
idea.
That gives everybody an opportunity to step up and donate as much as they possibly can to whatever level of sponsorship that they can. And it orchestrates those donations. Yes, we are 10 years old this year, mm-hmm. which is really amazing. And we grew out of the need to support the people who are coming to the Marquette General and the Peninsula Medical and Bell Memorial for treatment. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger every year.
And this event is Wednesday, June 27th and Thursday, June 28th. And what it is it's a celebrity golf outing, and you're not kidding around this year. I mean, when you've got somebody like, first of all, the Mariucci family, Steve Mariucci, who has truly embraced the Beacon House.
Oh, it's been marvelous.
You know, he's gone to bat for you to help out, but I know you've got some folks that are confirmed already and some that, but I don't know who you can exactly tell us. Maybe you mean, well, we know Steve's coming, but he's got a few others.
And Jay Feely, who mm-hmm. also played last year, has also become a big fan, and I follow him on Twitter, and it's really neat to see every day he tweets somebody and he talks about his golf outing in Marquette, and I love that. And he is invited. In fact, he tweeted me or texted me from the NFL Players Association meeting, and he's like, Mayor, I'm surrounded by NFL people. What do you want me to ask him? And I said, I want you to ask him to come and play. And he said, ha ha, already did. And he's just awesome, because some of the NFL players don't golf, but they love to fish. So he's put together a fishing event the day after. So we've just got every reason in the world to bring him here. And everyone is doing everything they can to reach out. I'm excited that Edgar Bennett, the wide receiver coach from the Green Bay Packers, is coming. He and his wife are coming. And he's of course, going to bring a couple of Packers.
Okay.
And I can't tell you their names yet, because there's a couple of them that are working out
some
schedules.
They're working out a few things.
So, and it was funny, because Steve gave me some ideas of some agents to call. He said, you know, I can't do all this phoning this much in advance. He said, after the draft, I'll be able to work on it a little bit more. And he's, of course, got five or six really key people that he's bringing. But when I called Brett Favre's agent, which was very funny. He is the most hysterical guy. And I mentioned that Steve and Brett were friends and didn't know if Brett was interested in coming. And unfortunately, he has another obligation. But he said, well, but what about my Megatron? Don't you want him? And I said, yes, I would very much like your Megatron. And a couple days later, I got a call from Matthew Stafford's agent, and she said, okay, so tell me more. Okay, so send me the info. Mm-hmm. So this past couple months, I've really been working with a lot of players and their agents to coordinate schedules and, you know, when they have to fly in, when they can fly out, where they're going to stay, all those things. There's a lot that goes into it, especially the ones who are on the West Coast. It's 3 days out of their life. Mm-hmm. And when they play the charity events, like in California, you know, it's 4 hours out of their life. So this is a little bit different. It's a little harder to get them here, but it's so amazing just how many have responded, and they're just excited to come.